It's pressure, damn it.
You have to cut that out if you want to.
I'm not cutting that out. All hey, right. Guys. Welcome to Cup of Nerd. Hopefully, you guys had a chance to catch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 last week or sometime in between when this posts. We left with a teaser about maybe watching all 15, well, other four, the other 14 movies if you haven't seen them. Because we're going to rank them because we're... Like that.
What are we
I guess.
Ranking, though? You're just assuming they know what we're talking about. Obviously, they probably do.
Oh, my God. I wanted to hit you so hard a couple weeks ago. I was.
Yesterweeks.
Yeah, yesterweeks. I was telling her, like, we're going to rank these movies. And I put down 15 to 6, and then 5 to 1. And she was not grasping that concept at all. She's like, what do those numbers mean?
That's the number of movies, and you're ranking them in order.
And I put down, typically a list is whenever you take the amount of things and you rank them in order. So we're going to do one show, 15.
No. You ended with that sentence, and I said to you, well, I understand how a list works. What does 15 to 6 mean? And I was thinking like a code or something. And he was just getting more angry with me states away.
I was trying to get the free comic day because the local comic shop didn't open till noon. And I had to be at work at noon, so I booked it to St. Clairsville to go to their comic book store.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just let it go. We ordered wings.
Stop.
And...
Our attack dog is going off.
Yeah. We'll try and edit this out. If it doesn't work, it's going to work. I'm trying to find these text messages I told Sigourney so I can rat her out. We didn't even do intros last episode.
No, we didn't.
We didn't say this is Sigourney, this is Steven. We'll do housekeeping while Lindsay's paying for stuff. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all at @cupofnerd.
Patreon. Support
please
us.
Pay us.
You would like
please.
To support
we
us.
We need your money, please.
We'd like to do this more than... shoving a bunch of episodes in one night.
And we'd like to have better equipment.
Yeah,
so that
it'll all go
good.
Towards better equipment.
So that I don't accidentally delete episodes.
Yeah.
We're trying to get better mics, better everything. So go to patreon.com, support us.
The dog is sliding out of my hands.
Put her down, man.
I was afraid to drop her.
This is what happens whenever you don't support us at patreon.com. We just, you know, order wings from our house and hold on the dogs all
okay.
night long.
So I had said that we are going to podcast Sunday night. And then she said, what are we going to podcast about? So I scrolled back through, like, the night before's text and just copied it and put quotes around it. And put down, we are podcasting Sunday night again, Guardians and ranking the Marvel Universe. I know that, but what am I doing with it? Jeez, be nice to me. And in caps, I put ranking the Marvel Universe. So what else are we talking about? You said three podcasts. Originally, this was going to be two. It might, depending on how long we go, we might split this up, maybe. Hopefully, we can hit a nice time frame where you'll stay interested. So I put that's going to be two shows, 15 to 6, 5 to 1. What? There are 15 movies on the list. Ranking typically means ordering them in a list that goes from worst to best. Yes,
What's
I know that.
Mean?
Yes, I know that. What does 15 to 6, 5 to 1 mean? I don't get those numbers.
Now, mind you, I was not looking at it 15 to 6. I was looking at 15-6, like a code. And I'm also working.
That's a terrible code.
It was. I was also working well, and I work in a healthcare field, and so I'm trying to go through one. What the hell does this mean? Is this a code? 5150, somebody call the popo? So...
One show on what's 15 to 6, and another on top 5. What's 15 to 6, LOL? 6 out of the list? Oh, never mind. It all just fucking hit. Too much caffeine this morning.
Is that supposed to make you more alert?
It was literally going to turn into me putting...
Or super ADD.
One word... And then put a period and send. One word, put a period and send. Like I'm talking to her like a child. We're taking the 15 fucking Marvel movies and ranking them.
In order.
15 to 6. And then 5 to 1.
I am Groot.
Exactly.
That's probably how it sounded to her. I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
That was like, I, period, am, yeah. period, Groot.
And I'm just sitting at work going, I have no idea what the hell this means. And I can feel like him getting angry, and I'm getting angry right back at him. Until finally I reread it and went, oh, 15 to 6, 5 to 1. That's what that meant.
All right, but anyway, I am Steven.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Sigourney.
And I'm Lindsay.
We haven't discussed how we're going to go about ranking. Sigourney said, what's your 15? Or, no, you said, here's this movie, where do you have it? Which, I don't know if I like that.
So no,
let's say 15. And everybody talks about what their 15 is and why is that place. Because we all have different reasonings.
Technically, only Eddie can rank 15.
Yeah. Right. Disclaimer, so, I'm the only super nerd. I'm the movie buff. Yeah. Technically, so it makes sense.
So, with this being said for everything, so what we did was took the 15 Marvel Universe movies. So, the ones that are, you know, I guess you explained to me, licensed by Marvel?
No.
Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Okay, thank you.
Only
because
filmed
I was
by Marvel.
Really upset for the fact that there was others missing.
No X-Men, no Spider-Man, no Blade. Fantastic Four would be at the bottom anyway.
No
so
Wolverine.
So, we took the 15 out of that for everything.
I will say Logan would be number one,
I
hands
need to
down.
See Logan really bad.
Like,
I need to
I've
see
already,
that.
I've already budgeted,
is that good?
I've already budgeted out $20 for
oh,
May
yeah,
17th
he has. He's like,
to buy it on Vudu because it comes out
tonight?
That soon already on Vudu.
Yeah.
The 17th.
But anyway, yeah.
Hopefully
so
with the black and white version.
So we took the 15 movies.
You took.
I'm trying to say this.
Well, Eddie took the 15 movies. I took 11. You took 10, and she took 10 because
so,
we've not seen all of them.
Right. So there are movies that we haven't seen for everything, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So if you are like, "Why is this at the bottom?" You know, there are reasons why I put things at the bottom, and so, Eddie's just dying to get into a fight with somebody. Apparently,
what
so, last what, five things you said, I'm like, "Fight me."
One of the most loved movies aren't in my top five.
Well.
I think it's barely in my top 10, so it's going to be Fight Me.
That's all right.
All right, so without further ado...
I'll go 15 to 11.
All right.
And then we'll all kick in after that, because I'm not going to spend a lot of time.
Well, let's say which ones we've not
seen. Yeah,
so...
Yeah,
you guys go around and say which ones you haven't seen.
All right, so I'll go for everything. So I have not... So, and I put them in order as well as to the ones that, even if I haven't seen them, I definitely still don't want to see it. So my number 15 actually was The Incredible Hulk. Terrible movie. Don't let everyone see
Same.
It.
Same.
You 15. Tell me that it was 70%
we'll just go around the circle.
I'll agree 15. With that. I've not seen that movie, so... But
yeah,
whatever.
I'm not a fan of Hulk. However, I do like the Hulk in The Avengers. There's just
that's
a dose
totally
of
different.
Him.
Totally different thing.
Oh, that's right. That's I totally yeah.
Totally different person.
That,
totally
different,
different.
Person. Everything. Yeah. I do too. But the movie The Incredible Hulk.
I like Ed
things.
Norton, but not as Hulk.
So
yeah,
that was number 15 for me.
Same. Hulk's 15 for me. So
I'm
sure that's unanimous around the board. Just because
I'll say it is. Just I've not seen it. And
yeah.
I trust you guys.
All right. What do you have for 14?
14. I put down Captain America: The First Avenger.
No.
Really?
I do not agree.
Neither.
Now, see, my 14 was actually Thor: The Dark World.
I fell asleep, but that's one you haven't seen.
I haven't seen it, but I'm also not really interested in it either.
I've not seen
Now, with
Thor
that
movies.
Being said, there's a little asterisk by that for everything. I am super excited to see this newest Thor movie, yeah. even though I've not seen the backstory for the first two.
You
so
would...
it's going to be one of those I have to watch to get into it, I think. Like, watch it to figure out what happened.
Yeah, but you would be better off putting Thor 1 below Thor 2. Thor 2 is hands...
Better.
Is it that. Better?
He's down above Thor 1. Yeah, Captain America.
No.
I fell asleep in the theater. That whole middle montage.
I mean,
thing.
It's definitely a slower movie. It's more
of a
period piece.
For you to fall asleep in the theater
ones.
Is really has
yeah.
to be like a really
it's,
slow movie for
it's
you.
It's not for me. It's Captain America is probably. I feel about Captain America how you feel about Thor. I don't give a shit. He is Superman minus flight.
I can see that.
Cookie cutter.
But I like him. So.
Yeah. But you know, there's more to the list later. So
yeah.
It's not doom and gloom for old Cap.
Yeah.
And so I guess with that being said, my 13, however, to end up being Thor 1 because I've never seen it as
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
so.
And you guys,
and
you guys
seen
haven't
seen
Thor.
We haven't seen either Thor.
So 13 for me is Iron Man 3.
Yeah, and I've not seen Iron Man 3, so I'll agree with you on that.
That's my number 12.
I fall on
I don't think I've seen it.
I fall on the half that I just didn't care for it. It was... Too much Downey Jr., too little Iron Man.
Now, see, that's a good mix for me because I love me some Downey Jr.
No, this was like I'm sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For me, anyway.
I can't handle sad.
From
Downey
what I'm remembering
Jr.
of that movie, it was Moby just. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like Pepper was leaving him or something. Aww. And his mansion got blown up. And
I'm starting to think I have seen this then.
Yeah. The end of it, Pepper's like with extremists. And like Pepper saves Iron Man at the end from being killed by this glowy red dude.
I don't know. But either way, it's still going to be where I left it then.
So 12 is Thor for me. Too slow.
Yeah.
Too blah.
12 for me was Iron Man 3. But that's again, I like the Iron Man franchise.
It. Yeah. Not seen it.
12.
No.
Same. So 12 through 15 is...
So you're 11. What's your number 11 since you can join in though?
My number 11 is Iron Man 2.
Same. Iron Man 2.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I will say disclaimer.
The writers...
All of my these movies, I enjoy thoroughly.
Oh yeah, I like them.
So, this is just on my bottom.
Yeah,
I don't remember a whole lot about it.
These aren't my like. I hate these movies. I'm never watching them again. This is just how I feel
Except
about
for
them
the
in the universe.
Hulk for me,
yeah.
I won't watch that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go my way to watch the Hulk. But like, I'll watch Captain America if it's on TV and I'm like super bored. I'll throw it on.
Weirdly enough, my number 11 was Captain America: The First Avenger.
Yeah.
I've seen the beginning parts of it for everything. I'm interested in Captain America. Like, I like him. And I like, the guy who plays Captain America. His name just left me, so that's why I said the guy.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, thank you.
I almost said, they did a thing on Saturday Night Live this weekend where Chris Pine was like, I'm not Chris Evans.
Because don't say.
His character, it looks similar to Steve Rogers in Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
His pilot guy.
He does, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's Chris Pine.
Yeah. They're not going to put Chris Evans in DC.
Well, I know but it just kind of dawned on me who it was.
No, he was in a non-Marvel movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four.
Chris Pine?
No, Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought we were talking about Chris Pine.
Sorry, my bad.
It's like the whole Kurt Russell, Patrick Swayze thing from last week.
Well, no, I was just lost in the conversation. I thought you were saying Chris Pine was in Marvel.
Like,
I was like, where?
Sorry.
Where was Captain Kirk?
He's going to go back and watch now. Let's go back through and recap for everything.
No,
so
I don't have 11.
So Eddie, what's your 15 through 11?
Hulk, first Cap, Iron Man 3, Thor, Iron Man 2.
All right.
So sequel. two sequels are in there.
He doesn't really care for sequels. So in the first
two sequels and three of the original four are in my bottom.
Yeah.
And then 15 through 11 for me are just all the ones I haven't seen. So
yeah.
The Incredible Hulk. Thor Dark World, Thor 1, 12 Iron Man 3, and 11 was Captain America the First Avenger.
I'm really curious where Captain America is going to fall on their list since
they love Captain
they
America.
They threw hands down.
Yeah.
Well,
we're about to fight.
Well, the ones that I haven't seen are Thor Dark World, Iron Man 3, The Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, so... I always forget
Ant-Man.
I have no say on that one. I was working when y'all went and saw it.
Ant-Man. Hey, I went and seen like four times. You can't.
And you told me after you came, you were like, oh yeah, I saw it again. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I would have come with you.
So where are we at? 10?
Well, wait a minute. So, and then the movies that Steven hasn't seen are pretty much the same as Leslie.
Yeah, the same as her, except for I've seen Ant-Man.
Yeah, so you've seen Ant-Man. All right, so what are we up to? Number 10?
10.
Yeah.
All right.
My 10 is Iron Man 2. That's like, you know how you guys were saying it was down in your bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my 10 because...
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to go next?
Yeah, we'll just go in a circle.
Even though I have just been bashing you for the Captain America hate, it's actually my number 10. Even though I absolutely love that movie.
Number one,
the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like all the other movies that much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm Captain America Winter Soldier for that one. What? I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like a fantastic, I love it thing.
You're wrong.
10 for me, Thor the Dark World. It was good, but
yeah.
I mean, I really, the dynamic they built, words do good, Eddie, make. the dynamic between Thor and Loki make that movie.
Yeah.
But it's still not enough to.
I do like Loki.
Oh, yeah, Loki steals a lot of movies for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's why some of them are so high.
I think it's part of the reason why, now that I've seen him in Avengers for everything, I'm excited for the new Thor movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's there again.
He's
I'm
fucking
like, yes!
Flipping his little knives and getting ready to kill somebody. should I, do we want to just keep going, or should I start off with number 9?
Go ahead, do number 9.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number nine, Avengers Age of Ultron. Too weak of a villain for me to love it. Not as strong as Avengers 1.
Yeah, Avengers 1 is definitely better.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't hate it. Again, love all these movies, but just weak villain.
Not as memorable.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen it, I think I saw it in theaters at least twice, maybe three times.
Yeah.
Like,
all these movies.
I know I went with you, and then I went separately with Lindsay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it at least twice.
I've seen it at least twice in theaters and multiple times on Vudu. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Avengers Age of Ultron, mainly just because they fucked Ultron. Like, the second half of the movie is just so weak to me.
Yeah.
The first half strong, like, you guys
are. It kind of falls off some.
And then just, bam. Lindsay?
Number nine.
The first Iron Man.
Oh.
Mine too.
Oh.
Mine too.
What? All right.
I love that movie. It's just all of these other ones.
It's a podcast of its own.
All right.
It kicked it off, but it was just like.
So my thing is the fact that
it's so long ago for me.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is I've not seen it in, since.
That's my problem. Like, I tried to rewatch it like a month ago.
So maybe if I watched it again,
I tried to rewatch it and I enjoyed it for everything. But I think it's so hard to get it started for everything. So it wasn't it's not my favorite Iron Man. And I mean, as you guys will soon find, I love Iron Man. Like, it's my favorite movie
Apparently
franchise.
Not very much. There's only one movie left.
Well, it's my favorite movie. Well, not really my top favorite.
And it's in number nine. So you've already put... I've already heard Iron Man.
Your mic's cut out.
I was looking down.
Yeah.
I was trying to make my list. Did it cut out? Cut out all the way?
It cut out. It's back.
Man, I don't even know what I was saying.
That's okay.
Probably after the fact you yelled at everybody.
There's only one left.
Yeah, you didn't see Iron Man 3.
So?
You've already ranked Iron Man 1.
Well, I have eight other movies that
I
like.
All right, let's go. I kind of want how you wanted to do it a little bit, because I would love to put where my Iron Man is right now, but we'll go.
So, number eight.
So, you guys were all Iron Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, number eight, Captain America Winter Soldier. Didn't care for... First time I fell asleep. Again, first time I watched it. We did watch something else beforehand, I think. We did like a double movie night.
Yeah, I think it was double movie night.
We were watching it at like 11. So it was just so... His movies are so long.
They are very long movies.
They have that law.
I don't give a shit about the Winter Soldier that much. So, like, it's just not for me. This is my favorite part of Guardian. He's killing all those people and he just turns back and smiles.
Yeah, so we tend to... We love Guardians so much for everything we turned it back on.
I don't care. We're doing two episodes in one day. Fuck them. But please support us. Number eight. Lindsay?
My number eight was Captain America the First Avenger. The first one. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But I just like some other ones more. Yeah. And I feel like the other ones built on...
Right.
Yeah.
So much better.
All right. Mine was Avengers Age of Ultron. All right. So, no, I wasn't far from
I told you ours is going to be...
Yeah.
It seems similar.
Other than the Captain America stuff, I knew yours is going to be lower. Yeah. So.
This right here. Sorry. It's whatever he's...
I love Groot.
Fucking... Got a...
I hate Groot.
He's just got his arm stabbed through everybody, flinging them across, and he's going to turn and he's going to smile.
I am Groot.
My number eight...
What was your eight, Steve?
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Do you not listen to your fellow podcasters?
I got distracted by Groot.
I got distracted by the one scene of Groot that I really loved, damn it. Oh, and his name was not Romulan, it's Ronan the Accuser. Romulan is Star Trek. I blame Sigourney.
Happens.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
No. It's going to cause a fight.
Ant-Man.
Now,
here's the thing, though.
Why?
I enjoyed, and I'm surprised that you're like, why? Why is it so low? Because I figured you'd be like, why is it not lower?
What?
You didn't really seem to be interested in Ant-Man when it came out for everything. So it wasn't...
Steve and I went to see that, and I came out glowing about that.
Oh, man,
really?
It was so good.
I went and watched it again and again.
Now, I had to go with Lindsay. I enjoyed it. So there's the thing with...
I think I even seen that in 3D.
Just like she enjoyed it for everything, but I think there was movies that were better. Like, I liked something better than this one. Mm. I don't never knew about Ant-Man until the movie came out.
I have not known about half of these things until they came out. Okay.
Making waffles out of you guys want some waffles? And then the same character, like, and then this guy did this, and you know what I'm talking about? The Ant-Man's buddy that gets him into the job.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps telling the stories, and it's like just out of nowhere.
That's the so funny. I enjoyed Ant-Man for everything, but it just wasn't one of my favorites.
Number 7 for me.
Sure.
Ant-Man.
See?
Wait, did you do just number 8?
Such a holy Winter Soldier. Yeah. I know. Number 8.
It's called comedy.
Oh my god.
I had it. I originally had it in my top 5.
Yeah.
Last night, but some things happened and I had to rethink and I was like, "Well, I didn't enjoy it as much as this." So I have to move it down.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man, fantastic. Love it.
Yeah.
One of the few 3D films that I went and seen in 3D and could see the 3D because my depth perception's weird. But it was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
We really need to get Lindsay to see it.
Yeah. I just bought on Vudu, so we can do a thing at the house.
Because I think Lindsay would like it a lot.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I liked it. Like Michael Douglas. Stuff,
yeah. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. That's the other guy I was thinking of. I get Paul Rudd and
Ben Affleck?
No.
Oh, I can see how you get that mixed up. One's,
he's on Step Brothers.
John C. Reilly?
No.
No.
The brother. The asshole brother.
Oh, the asshole brother. I don't know what his name is.
But I get Paul Rudd and that guy.
Really?
Somehow. It's just
I've never seen
things.
Step Brothers, so I don't know who you're talking about.
What?
No, I'm
podcast
sorry.
Yeah. Over.
No, we're not friends.
I'm not a big movie person, like, you know.
So we'll come over. You guys come over.
Steve plays video
we'll
games
watch
all day.
Ant-Man.
He doesn't watch movies.
We'll watch Ant-Man, and then we'll watch Step Brothers because Step Brothers is probably.
Can we watch Ghostbusters as well? Just because I've not seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
It's been like at least 10, 15 years.
It sounds like
are you gonna go to bed with him too? Because that's when he watches it at bedtime. And I didn't mean like that.
Yeah, if that's what I need to do.
I mean, if that's I mean, you can totally. He'll spoon. And he's warm.
I like spoon.
See?
I'll be a little spoon. That's fine. I'm not picky.
It's all good.
Now, you only get about 20 minutes into him before he's completely out. Fair warning.
Lindsay's number 7.
Sorry, I didn't number them.
Yeah, I had to start doing. I had to start doing spaces.
7 is Winter Soldier. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Any reason... Just cause.
I like the other one. I like so many more better. I just it's all right. All of my Captain America movies are like
lumped in together.
Yeah, like my
so number
my
six.
Eight.
Number 6 going to be Civil War.
My 8 is First Avenger. My 7 is Winter Soldier. My 6 is Civil War.
He's going to be my 7.
Well, like, I really like.
Well, just talking about
I really
that,
like
yeah.
that. I really enjoy that Captain America is like this superhero that. Kind of just like fights with Braun, kind of like.
Ooh, we're gonna cry. We want to watch this and cry.
No, I don't want to watch this and cry.
So I'll share a moment.
No.
Groot's turning into the giant ball.
Yeah. No. No, we're not doing.
Oh,
this.
I forgot. Rocket almost died too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are Groot.
but yeah, like all of my Captain America movies are. I really liked them. I just like some more better, and I think that the.
Yeah.
The third one was better than the
they
second.
They just
one
get better as
the
they
first.
Go along,
yeah.
So.
Civil War was a hard one I had to rank. Like, I went back and forth on, did I enjoy it? Did I not enjoy
my
it?
My 2 through 6, I rearranged about 4 times.
Yeah. Yeah, number 1 did not move at all.
No,
for
number
me.
1 is solid.
Solid.
Yeah. All right,
so
all
right,
my number 7 is Doctor Strange.
Wow. I'm sorry, we can't be friends any longer.
Keep in
Doctor
mind,
Strange.
I absolutely love this movie. So I,
yeah.
like, it's
fair.
Just so difficult.
Just how much more you love the other movies.
Exactly. I have no complaints about that movie whatsoever. Yeah. So, yeah. That's
he
it.
Was, like, agonizing over these. Like, I can't even tell you. I was, like, he was
mine...
sitting here trying to make the list. He's like, oh, these are so hard. Like, my 2 through 5 or 2 through 6 or something.
Really,
like,
2 through 7, 2 through 8,
difficult.
I could probably...
And
yeah, like the bottom I had, yeah. like it was easy. Those the Thor, Iron Man 3, those are easy to put in.
Yeah,
1 through 7, flip,
yeah.
flip. Well, 2 through 7.
Yeah, 1 is a solid, and the rest I could.
I'm really interested in number 1.
Like I made mine. And he was like agonizing over it, and I was like. It's not like somebody's going to die or like this movie's never going to get made again. I took a nap. He was like going over it. I took a nap. I fell asleep.
I had to took a nap. That's funny. My six. Seven was... No, we're seven? On seven.
Yeah, she didn't
seven.
Do her seven yet. I'm backwards.
On, yeah. I'm on six next.
My seven was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay. That is high.
That is high.
I enjoyed it, though.
Well, you only had 10.
Yeah, but I mean, I enjoyed the Age of Ultron movie as well.
I liked it.
But I agree with you the fact of I don't think the villain was as strong in that one for everything, but I enjoyed the fact that it kind of built off of everything
best
else.
Part of it. No, that was the first Avengers, so I can't even say that. I was going to say the best part of that was Thanos showing up at the end, but that was the first Avengers.
That was the first Avengers,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
2012.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago. Yeah. I just had a On This Day thing on Facebook show up where I talked about it. But.
Well, number six for me.
We already know Lindsay's.
Is the Avengers. I had a hard time putting that at six.
That's just
fantastic. Like,
so good.
That 2.5 hours flies by from...
Is it 2.5 hours long?
I think
it doesn't feel like it at all.
The villain is...
Loki.
Loki's the villain?
Yeah, the Avengers.
The whole time?
Well...
I thought there was a side villain.
There probably is a side villain. I can't remember.
I don't remember exactly who it was.
I think it's those alien dudes.
Yeah, the aliens come down.
Chitauri. Yeah, the Chitauri. But I have it so high on my list, but I can't think of anything of the just living off memories of it.
But I remember how excited you were when it came out too for everything.
It was good.
Yeah, you're like you tell me like all the this is what it is and you're just like all kinds of excitement for this and I'm going really. Really?
I still want to get some fucking
fantastic shawarma.
I still haven't gotten shawarma. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Avengers 6.
All
right. My 6 actually was Captain America Civil War. Why are you staring at me like that?
All right.
What?
Because there's movies above that we don't understand. It's all good. Yeah. My number 6 was Ant-Man.
Yeah, man,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
I got
distracted.
Peter Quill is hip thrusting in my direction.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you did your 6.
I did my 6.
What was it? Sorry.
Civil War.
Now, why doesn't she get the staring problem like I got? You just single me out. That's all.
I had already given mine.
Yeah,
I did. I gave reasons.
And hers has reasons behind it. I just enjoyed it. That's all.
Apparently not enough.
Nope. I like some things that better.
Are we ready for this? Number 5, Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Really?
Number 5.
No.
Really?
Yeah. There were...
No.
I enjoy the hell out of it, but 2 had many more parts. Like in the last episode I talked about... I got what I wanted in 2. I wanted more Drax.
I definitely did get more.
So I can't put 2 below 1 if I got more of what I wanted in my eyes.
So, I can see that logic.
So it has that fresh feeling, I know. But I this is the first time I ever went to a movie. And
just
I
hooked on a feeling.
This is the first time I ever went there. And like I didn't go to watch a movie. Like I went with this podcast in mind. Like I can't come out of here. Because every time I go see a movie, I come out and I'm like, that was the best fucking movie ever made. And that's, I had to be like, well, all right, this is that. And Guardians is fantastic. I can watch it all day, but I'd probably rather watch Guardians 2 a little bit more. All
right.
But I have a little Kurt Russell boner and yawn. I didn't bring it up last episode. We need to get Sigourney to snort again on an episode because it's fucking hilarious when it happens. She's
down.
Not amused. Which way are we
she's
going?
Not happy.
Which way's the circle going?
I'll just go. So my number 5, I'm waiting for everybody to start throwing stones, The Avengers.
That's high.
It's higher than
mine.
Yeah, all right. Just make sure last time I said something, you're all like, what? Type thing.
Fork down.
Steven, what's your 5?
My number 5 is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Yeah.
Wow.
Great movie. Yeah.
It's still pretty high. It's top 5.
Yeah, it's top 5. Like I said, all of these movies could, on any given day,
I'd like to see reactions if I would have said number 15, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I would have killed you.
You might have had to leave.
Yeah, but like, this is
out of the house. Yeah.
Again,
it's
it was more of the same than what I wanted. I just didn't think it was as good as the first one.
Yeah. That's fine.
But then... nothing bad about it. No complaints. Yeah. It was hilarious. And I will see it probably again this week. So,
my five's Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron. I liked it. Like you said, it was a little slower, I thought, than like
the beginnings.
The beginning was good.
The beginning's really good. It's just that
it gets that lull.
Like, when, like, language.
The planet just kind of lifted a, or, like, the chunk of Earth that just, like, it's... disappeared and, like, started flying. I was kind of like, okay, you lost me. Yeah. Like, it was epic, and it was epically, like, Marvel fight madness. But
It was a cluster of action, and that's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
people loved that scene in one, that last scene where they're all fighting the Chitauri.
Yeah,
and they loved it so much they're like, "We'll just give the whole movie."
Yeah, exactly. Number two, it'll just basically, be
that. It was too much.
All right, so number four.
Captain America: Civil War. There's a lot of parts of that movie that I found dumb and boring, but I can't look past the fucking airport scene.
Oh, that airport fight scene was amazing. Awesome.
And Spider-Man showing up. And,
I think you were like a little kid when that happened.
And the end, like the end fight with Cap and Iron Man with Zeb.
I don't remember names.
Is it Zeb Power Rangers?
Zordon.
Zordon.
Whenever Zordon arranges Cap and
Lord Zed was from Power Rangers.
But whenever that whole...
That's what I'm thinking about.
It's mainly the beginning for Civil War that I have a problem with. But it's not that big of a problem.
No.
Apparently, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, that's four for me.
That's also my four. Just, I'm going to put it out there now, so...
Okay. Here we go. Here comes Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Ironically enough, yes.
Iron Man 2.
But it's my favorite Iron Man movie. I love it. I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
To be fair, I did like the drunk scene in his.
Oh, I love that part.
Yeah, that scene. Yeah.
The party.
Yeah, the party's fine. Yeah. But
I think
that,
I did. I love the bad guy in it though. So. I like the bad guy in it. I don't remember who
the bad guy was.
Whiplash.
Yeah, and that was also the one where the dude was making the suits as well. Correct. The guy from like the military.
Yeah.
See, I love both bad guys in it. So, and it was just something about, like, it has to, for me, the bad guy has to really catch my interest as well. I'm not saying that makes me break my whole entire movie, but I just loved everything about that movie. Mm-hmm. So, it's my, I can watch it again and again.
All right. Number.
Lindsay.
Sorry.
Man, you're skipping over her.
Well, it hit Steven, and I thought.
Yeah. Sorry, I jumped in.
Wait, which,
the same.
We're on number four.
Doctor Strange. Hmm. I loved that movie. I knew nothing about Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I was like completely.
I don't think anybody.
The visual effects in that movie were like ridiculous. It was one of those movies that, like, when we watched it in 3D, and I was kind of like,
I didn't see that in 3D.
Whoa! Well, yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to. There was so much stuff happening.
If it's moving too fast, that's when I can't see it.
Yeah, Ant-Man there's like a the right stair pace. Scene thing where it just turns
yeah,
into
the
like a kaleidoscope and. Yeah, I mean,
it's
but I just, like, I felt
I'm
like I hadn't
tonight.
Seen
Sorry,
anything
snoring.
Like that before. You know, like, yeah, I just felt like that was one of those things that, I feel like this is kind of, like, my top four, really, were, like, things that I either had not really seen before, or were so good, that, or, like, that kind of kicked off something in me that
changed,
I was like,
it changed,
oh,
like,
yeah.
the whole,
like,
how
my
it's gonna
perception
happen.
Of different, you know, like, I mean... More Steven and I aren't comic book readers. Like, we're not.
I like things
know,
based off of comic books, yeah.
But we've never, like, read the comics. Like, some people, you know, religiously collect them and can nitpick and stuff on different things. And I'm like, I just enjoyed it. And Doctor Strange for me was, like, one of those things where I was like, I didn't really know what to expect. And
just
it
that you're going
blew
to see Benedict
me...
Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Talk well, sexy just... to me, Benedict.
No. It just blew my mind. Like, I remember walking out of there being like, I don't know what I just saw, but I loved
great.
It. Like, I don't even understand, but that blew my mind. And I loved that it had, like, the little tie-ins, and there were a couple really, like, funny parts in it where, you know, like, he just keeps popping back and popping back and popping back, and he's like, we're gonna do this again. Like, we're gonna do this again.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
do this again.
Dormammu.
Yeah.
He just,
a lot of people hated that part, though.
It made sense,
I thought
though.
It was I loved funny. It.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Dormammu, I've come to make a bargain. Smash. what is this?
Yeah, like, I just thought that that was... Again, it was something that I had, like, never really...
Yeah.
Just, I'd never seen before, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
So,
it's the top three now.
Number three.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So not that
yeah,
much not far above.
Me. Yeah.
But still, loved it. Like, talked about it last week. Go listen to that episode if you want to hear a bunch of spoilery things.
I'm interested in what your number one is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Ali, there's two left.
I know. I can't remember what all you've said.
So. Yeah.
I've tried to keep track, and there's too many going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have
it
an
was
idea.
Just me and so, you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we get to our number ones, we'll run back through as much as we can. That we
yeah. Well, we're still on three, so yeah. We need to finish three and then do two. Well,
I'm not saying we're going that fast yet.
When we hit, before we hit one, we'll just go 15 through two individually really
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Ironically enough, I'm with you. Number three is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Loved it. Absolutely.
About time you get something right.
Thought it was a fantastic movie for everything. It's one of, you know, definitely one of my favorites, obviously, because it's my top three for everything. And it's one of those.
I never heard you ooh and ah so much. At
I know. And that's one thing about it. Like Lindsay said, I'm not a big comic book reader. Like, I've read comic books before, but I haven't found a series that I really, like, want to go and get all the time. So I don't know a lot
used to
of
have one.
The backstories of everything.
We used to get the Batman and Robin detective comics.
Yeah, I used to, but I fell out of those for a while. But regardless of that, it's one of those things that, and it's, and this is a movie that I
Robin.
Can.
Fuck Robin.
Podcast over. It's one of these movies that I can totally go and watch again and again and not be like, oh man, I just watched this. I don't want to do it again. You know, how like you try to do with Ghostbusters all the time to me. You know, you're like, hey, let's watch Guardians 2. All right.
We should watch Ghostbusters tonight.
Knew it was coming.
Are you
set
Vudu?
Myself up.
Oh, yeah. I have both of them on Vudu.
I figured you would.
Yeah. He's got three copies of the
DVD. Yeah, I've got three copies.
Vudu copies.
I've got the green box. I've got the Blu-ray combo box and the Vudu copies.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have definitely got more copies of Ghostbusters than we know what to do with.
Yeah.
But nothing wrong with that.
Back
okay.
to Marvel.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the Marvel universe.
Back to number three.
Number three.
So,
who
Steven,
said three?
What do you got?
My turn. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
I knew that was going to be high for you.
Yeah, I love that movie. I don't know. I never thought I would like Captain America as much as I do, honestly.
Has that James Bondy.
Yeah.
I can't think of like the verbiage.
Don't ask me verbiage. I'm not a words guy.
But sorry.
No, I just really enjoyed the movie. I don't remember a whole lot about it even, yeah. But I'm really liking it.
You haven't said Captain America 1 yet.
I did. It was
did
it was clear not the bottom, but it was number 10.
Okay.
Mine is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
See?
Mine is
the nice mix.
I know what Lindsay's number 1
is. I know
is.
That it's yeah, you have to know what mine is. But again, I love Groot.
That's not what he says.
Speaking of which, there's baby Groot on our screen.
Potted Groot.
Oh, I like how he stopped dancing.
Yeah, in the new one.
In the intro.
Stop dancing. Sorry, spoilers again for this episode.
To be fair, it's right at the beginning of the movie.
Plus, it's probably about 3 weeks since it's been out. 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, I loved Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It was funny, and I just... thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Like, it just has all the elements you want out of it. So, great movie. Great movie.
Number two, I have the OG Iron Man.
Not bad. It's pretty high.
Yeah. That had all the.
But it did set everything in motion.
Yep.
And it set the tone for the whole universe. Really.
It helped.
So
if it wouldn't have worked, none of these would have happened.
It'd be like the DC universe.
Well, and I almost put my Iron Man
and constant
up
reboot.
Well, yeah. I almost put my Iron Man up higher just for that reason.
Yeah.
But I was I don't remember all of the stuff about. Like, if you start talking about it, I'll remember.
Right.
But it's been so long since I've seen it. I'm sure if I watched it again and watched it like in context,
just
with,
from
like,
the beginning of him in like Afghanistan, showing off his Jehovah missile, And that whole like spectacle he did, the getting shot in the chest and then
making that
hideous suit to the Big Lebowski being the bad guy, that was fucking great. But yeah, Iron Man.
I don't think I've ever seen that either.
That's one of them period pieces we talked about before where it's might be lost. No, well, that one probably works better now that you're older.
Yeah.
Watching it when you're younger, you might be lost. Like, there's a scene where Bunny, I believe her name is in the pool, and she wants the dude to, like, blow on her nail polish. And she makes some vague reference to giving him a blowjob or something.
Yeah, I've seen clips of that, and I've seen, like...
You're out of your element, Donnie.
I kind of know, like, references, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Who wants to go for number two?
Okay. Guardians 1. So, again, it had, it's something that kept my interest for everything. It was actually one of the first movies like that that I actually, you're like, because you're a big person that wants to watch a movie over and over again, even if you just watched it 3 nights ago.
Yeah, you gotta pick it apart.
That's when you do it.
And this was
the only time I watched.
When you asked me to do that, I didn't complain as much as I was like, yeah, I can do this again. Like, watching it right now, like, in the background for everything this last few times, I'm like, yeah, I like this. I can do this again.
You gotta watch it. And then you have to watch it again to pick apart background things. And you watch it again to pick up things that happened in the beginning that kind of gave away the end a little bit.
And then you watch it again after you've watched the prequels.
Yeah.
To see how it all ties together.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, Guardians.
Oh, man. Star Wars episode for May the 4th, they had the TBS marathon. I was like, oh, I'm going to turn this on before I go to work. Fucking Attack of the Clones was on. I couldn't. Like, so there's sand, so much sand everywhere. So bad. Watching
Hayden Christensen had to be the worst choice to play.
I think it's more the dialogue.
Well, I mean that too, but
he was direct. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he was like angsty teen, weird, like,
and terribly acted with terrible dialogue.
Ever since I saw you, I knew you were the one that I wanted to be with.
Well, it was like,
oh my god.
Yeah. It was, like, cheesy to the max. Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah.
Number two.
My turn? Mm-hmm. The Avengers original.
Yeah, nice.
I love that movie. And I don't know. We've already talked about it some.
God. Smash.
Mine is also Avengers. The original Avengers. Yeah. And I think it was just because...
Just like, kind of also bringing all the characters in for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah,
And how well it worked.
I think when he started talking to me about who the Avengers were, like how it all happened, like that's what got me excited for that movie, because I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be like a crossover," and I love crossovers.
I so wish that Marvel could buy Fox and Sony. Well, they got Sony. I want Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
That would be such a
Hulk.
Great movie. so
Wolverine
hilarious.
And the Avengers movies would be so good. Man.
So, all right, before we unveil our number ones...
We'll run back through
like we told
you. So, 15 through number two for me. Incredible Hulk, Captain America, First Avenger, Iron Man 3, Thor, Iron Man 2, Thor the Dark World, Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America Winter Soldier, Ant-Man, The Avengers, Guardians 1, Captain America Civil War, Guardians 2, Iron Man, number one... Doctor Strange.
Wow.
Loved it. Didn't think I'd love it as much as I would, because fucking Doctor Strange. Who the fuck cares about Doctor Strange?
Who is Doctor Strange? I never even heard of him until they announced the movie. I'm like okay.
Is he a Ra's al Ghul ripoff? Is that what's happening?
I was thinking, what's his face from that Batman? Doctor, I can't think of his name now. Just left my head. He was in Arkham City.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
What's his name? I can't think of it.
Fuck it.
This is what we need, Kevin.
Yeah, we need a Kevin. Doctor Strange. It's Doctor Strange. Doctor Hugo Strange.
That's right. It's
That's fucked up. Wow. We suck.
Yeah, I just said Doctor Octopus.
No, that is Spider-Man.
I know. Yeah. But that was like. The minute that you say,
I tried to throw all the doctors. I was like,
"So, like, when I first heard that, that's who I thought of." Like, but
from the visuals to Benedict's humor, to that fucking cape killing that dude.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I just, that, it, like I said, it blew my mind. I could not believe.
The Thor teaser, like, he's going to be in, he's in Thor 3.
Oh, really?
He's supposed to help. A big part of Thor 3 is Loki. They have, I don't, unless they changed it.
Yeah.
They haven't put it in the trailers. In Thor 2, Loki dies. And,
words.
Yeah, words. I was, I got,
Loki dies.
Yeah, Loki dies and takes, like, whenever Thor goes back in the credits to talk to Odin, he's like, all right, blah, 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 I'm going to go, blah, blah, blah. And he undoes himself when it's Loki sitting there. And you're like, holy shit, Loki's alive. And where's Odin? Odin's supposed to be on Earth. Doctor Strange is going to help Thor find Odin.
Oh, okay.
To reset the balance. But very that's nice. My number one.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, well, let's see. So my 15 through 2. So remember my
Can't pick Iron Man 2 for two
for
spots.
For two spots, yeah, that's wrong.
You know what? Blasphemy. All of you suck. I do what I want. But no, my 15 through 10 were the five movies I haven't seen. But so it was The Incredible Hulk. And then it was Thor the Dark World.
This is why you should have it on the list. You got to go down the Thor. Fucking phone. Look for your numbers.
Shut up, Eddie. Shut up, Eddie. You lost me. Iron Man 3. Captain America the First Avenger. Captain America the World Winter Soldier. Iron Man. Ant-Man, Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America Civil War, The Avengers, Iron Man 2, and then it was Guardians Volume 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and my number one was also Doctor Strange.
Wow.
Was it?
It was.
You lied to me.
No. Yeah. You kept asking me all day at dinner, which number one, which number one. I ain't telling you. But no, Doctor Strange was, and I will be honest with you, I first off did not even know this was a character. I didn't know he was in the Marvel Universe, first off. Second off, when you got your subscription box from Marvel, and he was in the box that month for everything, was he in the Marvel box you got?
Yeah, I got Doctor Strange box.
So we do the Marvel, the Collector Corps. When he came in, and you got the Doctor Strange stuff, I was like, I don't want to go see this. This Funko looks horrible. The t-shirt, I didn't like the shirt. I like nothing. I was so anti-Doctor Strange. It was ridiculous. And he dragged me to the movie, and I walked out of there going, oh my god, I love this. I love the visual effects.
It's
I love the
new
Cumberbatch. I loved everything about it. Like, I want to see more.
And I feel like they picked, like, a perfect person.
Oh, yeah.
He even looks like the old
role.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he
I've not
like
seen anything.
Up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he, like, they really did pick a person that could play, like, that almost...
He's got that arrogance.
Yeah, arrogant, but...
But yet, good guy.
Yeah, he wasn't so, like...
Tony Stark.
Yeah. And I enjoyed...
Or even, like... Like the Hayden Christensen, like we were just talking about, like he
it
could
was,
play
it was a blend.
Different people and different characters, like different sides of the same character.
Oh yeah,
as someone.
And I also enjoyed Rachel McAdams in it too. I thought she played a fantastic part of that movie as well.
I don't...
Why are you saying really thing? You don't remember who she was?
No,
the girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know her name.
I love her, and like, and I.
Oh, I'm a huge Rachel McAdams fan. So for her to be in that movie for everything just kind of like brought me to the table of, okay, I can definitely do this. So yeah, Doctor Strange, I know it's surprising, you know, but it's one of those, again, that he's wanting to go home and buy it, and I am totally down for watching it. So
here's a picture of him.
Oh yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
definitely.
That's straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same.
Oh yeah. And they did a great job with it, so fantastic.
Four. You said fantastic.
Oh.
Nerd humor.
I know. I get it. Four. What?
All
right.
Is that like 10?
Yeah, 10. What was I listening to? Someone was talking about something. They went to a show recently. It was on a podcast. Yeah, it was on the Boogie Monster. It's a comedian.
Okay.
Two comedians on it. And they kind of watch wrestling, but they kind of don't. The one of the hosts, I guess, used to be Fozzy's old tour manager.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a tie-in.
So
thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't know anything, really, because they were talking about 10 happening, and they thought it was just a fuck with the ref, and not that it was not that it's also a thing for Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of funny, because they just went on about just trying to fuck with the ref, making a mess up.
Not that it doesn't also do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But... Okay, you want me to go up through my list? All right, number 12 through 15 are no ranking because I've not seen the movies. Thor, Thor Dark World, Iron Man 3, and The Incredible Hulk. All right, so number 11 is Iron Man 2, 10 Captain America the First Avenger, 9 Iron Man the original, 8 Avengers Age of Ultron, 7 Doctor Strange, 6 Ant-Man, 5 Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 4 Captain America Civil War, 3 Captain America Winter Soldier, 2 The Avengers, and number 1 Guardians of the Galaxy the original.
Both of you have the same number 1 and we have the same number 1.
Yeah, which is crazy.
now we'll talk more about it
after Lindsay gets through her list.
Yeah. My 11 through 15 are also not in any order because I have no judgment because I've not seen any of them. But they are Ant-Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, and Thor. 10 is Iron Man 2, 9 is original Iron Man, 8 Captain America First Avenger, then Captain America Winter Soldier, then Captain America Civil War, Avengers Age of Ultron, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Avengers, and my top is the original Guardians of the Galaxy. Again, something that I went into not expecting
nobody like, anything because I didn't, no
yeah,
one even
I had
really
no
hardly...
expectations.
I didn't even know it was coming out.
Like,
I had no
Marvel.
Idea.
Okay, we'll go see it. And blew my mind. Same thing, Doctor Strange.
You just have all these different characters that are completely different and just shoving them together. And
I don't think I have that's... laughed that hard at a movie that I had no clue what was going to happen in
ages.
Forever. Like,
nothing's too fast for me. I'm catching it.
Yeah, like,
little things like that, and that's one thing. Like you just said, you take all these different characters that nobody really people know about them, but it's not like it's not Spider-Man, it's not you know Iron Man, it's not things like that.
1%
and you put them into
people.
A movie, exactly. And you just make a spectacular thing out of it because it's something completely different for us. And the humor, the action, the whole thing, and that's one thing I love about Marvel is that not only do they bring the action into it, but they also make sure they put the humor factor into it, and they make it age-appropriate for everybody. So, you know, whether you are 6 years old looking at your favorite comic book hero,
except Drax and Volume 2. She makes my nether regions engorge.
But it's things like that. Kids won't understand what it means, but as us as adults, we find it hilarious.
Oh, theater. We had a packed theater for ours.
Yeah.
People
were just cracking up. It was
so, and it's so good to go to movies like that where people, you know, enjoy it just the same as much as we are for that. And Marvel brings that almost every single time.
Well, and one thing that's also great about Marvel is they've done a lot of movies of lesser known characters and introduced them and make us love them. And now everyone wants to see that. And I'm sure their comic books are selling more now too.
Marvel has done so well. And I said this before, they have done so well in the distribution and moving things into other areas with the, you know, the Funkos and the like things, the Marvel subscription boxes and
that's
things
a Funko
like that.
Product still.
But still, those are things that you can buy that they've like dispersed into different markets that they've not only, they haven't just stuck with comics. They've made them into movies. They've made them into really good movies. They've distributed into clothing, things like, you know, Funkos, things like that, that they've like just blown
created
out
an
of
empire
the...
out of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
considering they were bankrupt in 99.
No, exactly. I mean, that's why.
That's
like,
why we don't have X-Men.
X-Men and stuff because they had, they gave them to Fox to sell and Spider-Man's on Sony and all that because they.
But thankfully, I guess they did because they made X-Men into a movie.
Yeah.
That was the first. If you don't count Blade, that was the first.
Yeah, it really was.
Was that 99?
98, 99?
Yeah, because it was like right before as I was going into high school, like around that
Spider-Man
time.
Spider-Man was just after. Yeah. 9/11,
yeah,
because they had the Twin Towers and everything had to be like, maybe we should take these out probably or whatever.
Yeah,
or there was a discussion about it.
Yeah
I remember there being.
No, they had to change some scenes, I believe.
I think that whenever he's swinging onto the pole was supposed to be the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Good news is that we ranked 15. Out again. About now.
Still gone.
Still gone.
Gone.
No?
Yeah, you're back.
There we go. Stupid
cut
mic.
That out.
Goddamn mic. With Mike giving us a bad mic.
I think it's the cable more than the mic.
Probably
honestly.
The cable.
Yeah.
It's gone again. Well, it's back. Okay.
How about now?
Just stop moving.
Yeah, don't
stop moving.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
don't
that's a lot of pressure.
Breathe.
Which is also a really great movie.
Get down
now
if you want to live.
We ranked 15. There are 11 more in the pipe in the next three years.
Well, let's see. I actually wrote down the next six movies. We have Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers of Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Captain Marvel are the next six movies.
Oh.
And there's a few more coming, but they don't have official names
there's
yet.
Did you say two Avengers? Or did you just say one?
I just said one. They have the untitled one. There's another Guardians movie, I think.
Yeah, Guardians 3.
Yeah, Guardians 3 is coming.
And another there's two
Spider-Man Homecoming 2 is what was listed as of right now. I'm sure they'll change the name of that.
Yeah, there's supposed to be 11 coming out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, but right now, Black Panther?
I completely forgot they were making that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about him, but they introduced him in the last movie Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
And it seems interesting, so I have no doubt that whatever movie they make is going to be at least good.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
So, I mean, might not be my favorite or, you know, even great, but I don't think any of their movies are going to be bad.
More than we can say for Aquaman, probably.
Is there a good
movie? I did hear he probably has the best scene in Justice League. Like,
really?
His whole scene to get him to join the Justice League is probably the best.
Yeah.
Movie. But who's to say that's a good thing?
Is that Moon and Stars?
Okay. Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I'll see it just for him.
I have comments, but we'll end the episode there.
just Game of Thrones, like.
All right, so last comments. Round robin, Eddie.
What? I don't know what we can do.
we said everything.
What last you want to say about Marvel or anything else in particular?
Any more plugs again?
We already did all that at the beginning.
What's the one that you're most excited for? The next one that you're most excited for?
Thor Ragnarok.
Actually, I have to agree with you, even though I'm such a big Spider-Man fan. Just that trailer is... it's convincing.
There's a lot they're not showing in that trailer.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
The Hulk fight is within the first act
really?
Of that movie.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And I've heard Spider-Man is also hiding a bunch, like him losing the suit, first act of the movie. So, him meeting Vulture and the whole
ship. Yeah, that's why I'm not judging it based on the trailer. I think it's going to be really good.
A lot back.
And I really like...
There's no,
go ahead.
There's no origin. They're not being like... Oh, here we gotta reduce. It's just jumping in because they already introduced him in Civil War.
Yeah, so
that's right.
It's just supposed
they're
to
going
jump
right into
in.
It. Which so, I'm kind of glad they're doing, just because we've had already two origin Spider-Man stories. And...
Who's the better Spider-Man?
Yeah,
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
or Andrew Garfield? Who's better?
Andrew Garfield.
I think Andrew Garfield is a better Spider-Man, but I think the original movies overall are better.
Okay, I can go with that. Andrew Garfield looks like Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire is
my
Spider-Man.
I love me from Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
I can't. Spider-Man 1 and 2 are hands down above. If we were including a lot of these other movies, this would be a whole different list.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 1 would be in the top 5.
Really?
Logan would be number 1.
Yeah, I need to see Logan.
X-Men 3 would be last.
I need to see... easily. I still need to see X-Men Apocalypse, which I heard was really good.
Well, it's a 50-50.
I enjoyed the one before Apocalypse.
Days of Future Past.
Where would you put Deadpool?
Two,
okay.
Logan is better than Deadpool.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
You just saying something.
Logan is...
So the disclaimer for this is that Eddie got his first tattoo of Deadpool after he
first
watched
First tattoo in general.
Yeah, first tattoo ever, and he got it of Deadpool. After he watched Deadpool about 5 times in...
A week?
Mm-hmm. And not even like a 5-day span either. It was more like a 3-day
weekend,
span.
Weekend. Yeah. I watched it the morning.
We went and saw it when it came out.
The Thursday morning.
Oh, the morning it came out. That's right. Because you previewed it.
Yeah, I previewed the whole thing.
I remember that. He went into work so early.
I went into work at like 9 a.m. Sat there, watched the whole thing.
And then clocked
with
in.
With popcorn and like drinking.
And then clocked in after.
And I remember you asked me to...
Yeah,
and then we went and saw it that night.
And then I went to see it that night.
Then you went the next day, I think, with Steven.
Yeah.
And then you went again with Scott.
Yeah.
And then I
watched it 2 more times by myself.
So it just, you know, Deadpool is like...
Didn't we go twice? Because I went with you, and then we went with Lindsay and everybody, so...
Yeah.
You guys saw it twice together,
Yeah. But I seen Logan twice.
You saw Logan at least twice.
But I wasn't at the theater anymore. I'm sure I would have watched
saw
it
more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
So it's that good.
It's a different quality of movie though. Like it's not like one and then a big gap to two. Like, it is like they're on top of each other.
Yeah.
Like, Logan has the same kind of comedy value. Not as much. But, like, the drama in Logan just...
It's really good.
Just pushes it. Okay. And I'm like, wow, this is...
Well, as soon as it comes out, I'm going to have to watch it.
May 17th.
May 17th, so I've got 2 weeks. Not even 2 weeks.
Not even 2 weeks.
10 days.
What about you? Any final thoughts? Pressure.
What are you excited for? No, what's your...
Well, not sadly, but strangely enough, it would have to be Thor. That preview, I'm telling you, that preview is just sucking me in for it.
I'm going to have to go home and show you Thor 1.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure the tone is completely different.
Oh, man. It is.
Because it looks like this one almost has like a Guardians of the Galaxy type humor to it.
Yeah.
From the
Thor
trailers,
1 has
so.
Very little humor.
And see, I think
it's dry.
Yeah.
It's,
I actually did watch the first 20 minutes of Thor once, and I couldn't get into it at that point in time. So.
Did you get to where he smashes the cup on the ground?
I don't remember anything about it.
When he smashes the cup on the ground, that's when it starts to go, but it's still not going far enough.
Yeah, I want to see Thor 2, just because I want to, it's making me want to watch the other, that trailer has made me want to go back and watch the other ones just so that I can prepare
for
this.
That's what
one.
I want to do
like,
as well.
That's just, I mean...
Just
obviously,
because
from what you're
I
saying,
know the stories.
Maybe isn't really preparing for
Don't get too excited for them. They're nowhere near the quality of that trailer at all.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, getting to that, making me want to watch multiple movies to get ready for.
I'd like to watch all of the movies in the cinematic universe at some point.
It took.
In order.
He didn't really. Thor kind of found his own groove partway through Avengers.
Yeah.
And then, I think Ultron came out before Thor 2. I'm not sure.
I don't remember now.
They were close to each other.
It was
within 6 months, but, like, he didn't have... It wasn't anything... It wasn't like Downey Jr. jumping straight into Iron Man. It was kind of a little rough.
Yeah.
Touch and go.
Yeah. But, like I said, I just am, like, for a trailer like that to make me want to go back and watch multiple movies... So that I can be like yes, I want to see this, like,
right? Oh yeah,
that's something that's exciting.
I think
for me.
When Avengers Infinity War comes out, I might take PTO that weekend, and I want to go up to the waterfront with about $200. I want to buy that. I know they're going to do it. I want to buy that marathon ticket.
Yeah,
I want to watch every single fucking movie.
I'll join you.
Oh man, how many? So 2.5, that'd be over 2 days.
Oh, easily.
Of sitting in the theater.
Well, when they do, because the Lowe's always does that, they always, the AMC Lowe's always does that, like, all the awards.
Oscars?
They do, like, the best picture.
Oh, yeah.
They do a marathon, or they do, like, 2 days of best picture.
I wonder how that
works.
Do they just stay open all night, or do they close down?
No, you do, like, you go for, like, they show like the first three or four
noon
that
to
one
close.
Day, and then they do the next three or four the next day.
So it would probably be.
And they give you a schedule.
We have to take a vacation.
We have a friend.
Go on vacation. What are you doing? I'm watching all the Marvel movies.
It would probably be Monday. Monday would be phase one and part of phase two. Tuesday would be phase two and the rest of phase three. And then Wednesday, they'd probably have like a special. Early opening, just a guess. Phase three
into the
Infinity Wars.
Yeah, technically, Infinity Wars part of Phase three.
Is it?
Yeah,
I
have it open right in front.
I don't know if they're ending it or not.
Yeah, Phase three ends after the following Avengers movie. At least that's how it's listed as right now. There's
that's crazy.
It goes Thor, Black Panther.
That's a big
Infinity
phase.
War. Ant-Man, the Wasp, Captain Marvel, and the Untitled Adventures film. There's a bunch of movies.
Captain Marvel's Brie Larson, and I'm not sure what to expect from that. Like, it's kind of like
I don't know a whole lot about Captain Marvel.
So it's essentially a Superman-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the character from like that Mortal Kombat slash. No, that was DC.
Yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, they both came up with like this. They both like. Something happened and they had to change the name of somebody.
Yeah.
That's why I think DC changed theirs to Shazam.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking of. I don't know anything about it.
No, but it's the same
then.
Name. It's Captain Marvel is Shazam.
Yeah. So, no, I absolutely know nothing about this Captain Marvel then. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Any last thoughts before we wrap up? Making sure everybody's got what they want to say.
One last thing. I am Groot.
I am Groot. I am Groot.